today's Kids Corner.
Liz is working for a new race car pit crew, but finds out that the crew chief is doing something illegal to win, and Liz wants to turn him in.
But you better think about something.
What?
You tell about me, and I'll have to tell everybody here you use the same stuff to beat Skate.
What?
You'll have to give that trophy back. What do you think about that, Liz?
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was a rainy weekend. A good time for Liz and Maury to sit down and enjoy another thrilling stock car race on the Zoom channel. What they didn't know was that they were about to do a lot more than just watch.
And here they come to the white flag for what will be the final lap of the Burger Barn 500.
Oh, man, one lap to go, Liz.
Oh, no. Do you think Sean Pomegranate can do it?
Well, he's in fourth place right now. Maybe he can make a move in turn one.
Man.
Now they're bunching up three wide going into the turn, and it's the number 55 car, Shifty Crankshaft, going low and taking the lead.
Whoa, that guy is fast.
Yeah, man, look at him go down the backstretch.
Oh, wow.
I don't think anybody's going to catch him.
What an incredible burst of speed as Crankshaft takes over first place. He's now open a five-car length lead as we head into the final turn.
Oh, where's Sean?
Oh, looks like he's dropped back into the pack.
And there's the checkered flag as Shifty Crankshaft wins the Burger Barn.
Well, it was an exciting race, but man, I wish the Shaznut team had done better.
He'll get him next time. It is a long season, you know.
Oh, Maury, I wish we could go to another race. I haven't been to the track since the Toke Taco 500.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, that'd be fun, but I don't want to just go to a race.
What?
I want to be in one of those pit crews, you know? Changing tires, turning the track bar, being the jackman.
Cool.
You know, just like you did with the Shaznut team.
Well, Maury, I mean, you know, I didn't actually get to do much.
Yeah, but you were down in the pits.
Well, yeah.
Right in the action, you know?
Yeah, but...
Sure looked like you were helping out.
I don't think they'd let kids do any of that stuff, Maury.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Liz.
Oh, hi, Mr. Lacerda.
Hello, Maury. Is the race over?
Yeah, it just ended.
Oh.
Sean Pomegranate didn't win, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay, wait. Huh. Dad, go back. What were you saying?
Okay, well, I overheard you talking about going to a race and being part of the team.
Yeah, I want to be the catch can man and turn the track bar to tighten the wedge.
Okay, all right,
and...
Maury.
What?
Dad, are you saying that we might be able to join the Shaznut team again?
No, I don't think that would be possible.
Oh, man.
But there's a new racer in town whose garage is right here in Turin.
Who? What?
And I met the crew chief through Percy Pomegranate.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And he was saying that they're looking for a couple of experienced young people to help them out.
No way!
Really? Mm-hmm. Experienced at what? Because I watch just about all the races, and
Maury.
I can roll an extension cord up really tight.
Well, I don't know what the team needs extension cord rollers.
Yeah.
I think they're mostly looking for fans of motorsports.
Well, that's awesome.
You see, the Motor Car Association is trying to include all age groups, part of their diversity outreach.
Okay.
And they thought it would be good to include young people on their team.
That's awesome. Oh, Dad, come on. Can we do it, please?
Just settle down now, Liz. Breathe. We'd have to meet with the crew chief first.
Well, who's the driver, Dad?
Why, that's him right over there on TV.
There you can see the team standing around as Shifty Crankshaft revs.
Shifty Crankshaft?
We're going to meet Shifty Crankshaft?
Cool.
Mr. Lacerda drove Liz and Maury over to the garage the next day to meet the crew chief, a nice man who showed them the stable of cars and introduced them to members of the team.
And that's the jackman over there, Tony, lifting weights.
Hi, Tony.
And our tire changers are outside running through their drills.
Huh.
There's Curly, our spotter, and Tom, the catch can man.
Wow,
cool. It sure looks like it takes a lot of exercise to be on the team.
That's right, Liz. These guys work out 3 to 4 times a week and practice together. We even shoot video of them going over the wall and changing tires so we can get their time down.
Well, it doesn't look that hard.
What?
Which job, Maury?
Well, what the jackman does. I mean, he just puts the jack under the car and pushes once or twice, right?
Hey, Tony, can you bring that jack over here a minute? We got somebody who might want your jack.
Well, I didn't say that.
All right, Maury, let's see what you can do. There's a bit of an art to this, but why don't you just pick up the jack and run to the other side of that car and give it a big old push?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I guess so.
Go.
Wow,
that jack's a little bit heavier than you thought, huh?
Maury, you didn't even get it 2 inches off the ground.
I can't believe how much the jack weighs.
Are you all right, Maury?
Yeah. I just wanted to see Liz take a shot at it.
No way. Man, I'd rather do the wheels. You know, popping those lug nuts off, that's more my style.
Okay, you can practice on this car right here, Liz.
I can?
Just grab that air wrench and get ready.
Oh, this is going to be a piece of cake.
All right,
let's see.
I'm going to time you.
Okay.
Get set.
I'm set.
Ready.
All right.
Go.
Keep going,
Liz.
Come on, Liz. You can do it, Liz. You can do it.
Oh, I'm trying. No. Oh, there. All right, how'd I do?
Well, you managed to get one lug nut off.
All right!
In the time allotted for all five.
Oh, come on!
Plus, you should have been able to put the other lug nuts on and secure the tire.
Oh, no way! There's no way I could do it that fast.
Not as easy as it looks, huh, Liz?
Actually, if you became part of our team, we'd need you to do some more important stuff than this.
You need a new driver?
No, Shifty's doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah, he is.
We'd need you to put on a fire suit like this.
Oh, wow.
Stand with us during the national anthem and the prayer.
Cool.
Ride around the track in the parade with Shifty.
Oh, double cool.
And basically run errands.
Like what?
Well, fill the cooler with ice, set up the lunch table with sandwiches, watch TV in the hall.
Oh, we'll do it.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
And I can drive them to the races the next few weeks.
Oh, thanks,
excellent.
Dad.
My pleasure.
Man. Team Shaznut had good things to say about you, Liz.
Really?
It was partly their recommendation that made us want to ask you.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Chief. The delivery guy's here.
All right, Shifty. Thanks. Excuse me a minute. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
It was. That was the Shifty Crankshaft himself in person. Can you believe it?
You know, he looks a lot shorter than he does on TV.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Liz?
Oh, man, I'm ready to go to the track now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you'll have to do your homework early in the weekend.
Oh, no problem, Dad.
All right. Well, let me call your parents, Maury.
Yeah.
Make sure it's okay with them.
Oh, cool.
All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, Maury, what do you think the crew chief and the ketchup guy are doing?
It's the catch can man.
Yeah, whatever. Well, what do you think's in that box they just got?
Yeah, this is the right stuff. Make sure it gets into the hall.
I don't know, maybe it's some special motor oil.
What, for all these cars, they'd have to have 100 drums of this stuff.
It could be special cleaning fluid. I spilled some glue on the kitchen table the other day, and Mom sent off for some goopty-goop she saw on TV.
Yeah.
But I spilled it on her dog.
You know, I'm just going to go over there and ask him what it is.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why?
He'll think you're nosy.
Well, I am nosy.
Well, that's true.
All right, any questions, boys? You all set?
Yep, we're all good. Right, Liz?
We're all set.
Great, well, then we'll see you at the race.
Liz and Maury made it to the racetrack early. When they reached the hauler, they said hello to the team, and the crew chief laid out their responsibilities.
Now, you get the ice from the hauler's freezer.
Okay.
Just put the bottles in there, pour the ice over them, close the lid so it gets real cold.
Got it.
Ice over them, close the lid.
Yeah. In the fridge, you'll find some lunch meat and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Make some sandwiches, put out a good spread here so the boys won't be hungry during the race.
I saw a box of chips in the cabinet inside.
There you go.
Okay.
Just make it look good for the guys. I'm heading to the time trials. We'll be back in a few.
All right. So, Liz.
Yes?
I can't believe we're actually working at a real-life racetrack, huh? But, you know, doing this feels kind of like grunt work.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I learned at Team Shaznut that there are no small jobs. Hmm. Everybody has to work together for success.
What's the matter?
Hey, Maury, did you see what that ketchup can guy had?
Catch can man.
Oh, whatever.
What do you mean? He didn't take one of our sandwiches early, did he?
Maury, he was carrying a little can. He put it inside his fire suit.
Oh, maybe he's just trying to keep it warm.
It's 100 degrees out here.
Oh, Liz, relax. And enjoy your life as a professional ice-packing sandwich maker.
The stands were filled with screaming, cheering fans as Liz and Maury finally met Shifty and rode around the track, waving and smiling. And then Liz and Maury put on their headphones. It was time for the race.
This channel is where you listen to the race coverage. You can climb up on the pit box and watch, or you can stay down here.
Come on, Maury, let's go.
I don't think I should go up there.
Come on.
It looks kind of dangerous.
Suit yourself, I'm going.
The race began, and for the next 2 hours, Liz and Maury watched the excitement build until the race neared the last 30 laps.
Liz!
Yeah?
Got an important job for you.
Cool.
See those cans on that dolly down there?
Yeah.
Roll them over to that truck, and they'll refuel us for the next pit stop.
Yes, sir.
Coming around turn three now, and it looks like on the next yellow flag, they'll be coming in for what could be their final pit stop today. And this will be a crucial time for the leaders.
Here you go, Chief. All filled and ready.
Great job, Liz. We'll take it from here.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Chief.
You need to stay back, Liz. It can be dangerous over here.
Yeah. But why didn't you just pour into that gas can?
Liz, go back and watch the race. Have fun.
No, I saw
Liz,
you.
Drop this, okay? I have to concentrate on the race.
Woo! Got a bad one in turn four, Chief. Looks like several cars were taken out.
All right, Shifty. Yellow flag's coming out. Gotta hurry.
Liz and Maury watched as the cars pulled into the pits for new tires and a final fuel fill-up. When the number 55 team car pulled in, Shifty was in 15th position. But he gained on the leaders with a fast tire change and fill-up.
Great job, guys. We're looking good now. 25 laps to get to the front. You okay, Shifty?
Doing great, Chief. Feels like a fast car today.
And here we come to the restart. It's single file, but now the cars are bunching up as they cross the green flag. It's out, and the number 55 car punches it. As he crosses the line, he's in turn one, passing four cars ahead of him. What a burst of speed from the number 55 car. And Shifty Crankshaft will take the checkered flag two races in a row. What a great run for that number 55 car today.
Woohoo! Isn't it great, Liz? We won! We won!
Yeah, great.
What's the matter? You look like somebody drilled holes in your intake manifold.
Maury, I gotta tell you something.
What?
During the race, I saw the crew chief put something into the...
guys, what do you think of the race? Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, it was awesome, Chief. I think that last pit stop really won the race.
Well, it's a team effort. Everybody does their part. Isn't that right, Liz? Everybody works together?
Yeah, everybody.
So, what was it you wanted to tell me, Liz?
Oh, nothing, Maury.
Here are a couple of questions for you. Can you describe what makes a true friend? Or how about, how should a Christian live? The Bible can help us find answers to these important questions. With this month's Know Your Bible Activity Book 7, you can memorize key Bible verses by doing fun puzzles and games. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the Know Your Bible Activity Book 7. And be sure to check out the whole series of Bible activity books, all available from your friends at Kids Corner.
The next week, Maury had a dentist appointment, so Liz went back to the garage in Turin alone to help clean some tools and sweep out the garage.
Hey, Liz, what'd you think of the race last weekend?
I guess it was okay, Shifty.
Just okay? Our team won, man!
Yeah.
And you helped with that. That's gotta give you a good feeling.
Well, to be honest, there's something bothering me.
Okay, shoot.
Look, I'm glad we won and all, but, I'm kinda bothered about how we won.
How we won?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand where this is going, Liz.
Look, I know everybody tries to go faster, but I just don't think it's right to cheat.
Shifty, you having a heart-to-heart with Liz?
Yeah, you could say that. I'm just trying to figure out why he's a lug nut short of a complete tire change.
Well, maybe I can help him. Oh, could you run the crew through the paces outside?
Yeah, sure. We'll talk later, okay, Liz?
Yeah, okay.
So, Liz, you keeping your side of the bargain, being a team player?
I've been thinking. It's just not right.
Liz, you don't understand racing. You need to feel the speed to really get.
I felt the speed. Sean Pomegranate took me in his car once.
But you never really raced, have you?
No.
Until you see that checkered flag up ahead. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I know what you need to do.
Have your dad drive you to the go-kart track tomorrow after school, and I'll show you.
Liz's father drove him to the go-kart track the next day. After getting his helmet on and strapping in, he was flying around the track.
What do you think, Liz? You feel the speed?
Oh, this is so much fun! I can't believe how fast these things are!
Yeah, and you're going to enjoy racing against all these other drivers.
What, racing?
Yeah! I didn't just get you entered for a joyride.
What?
Why, look at that, number 22.
What?
He look familiar to you?
Oh, now, Skinny!
So you know him, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, he's just about the meanest kid in my whole school. Thinks he's better than everybody at everything.
Then it should be fun when you drive across the finish line and take the checkered flag. Put on your helmet and pull up to the start line.
But how did I get entered?
I took care of all that yesterday. Now go on. Don't let that skink know it's you.
The track manager explained they would race 20 laps, stop to refuel, then race the final 20 laps. When Liz pulled into the pit area, he could hardly contain his excitement.
You're doing well, Liz. You're all the way up to fifth place.
How's it feel out there, big guy?
Oh, great. I can't believe I'm actually racing.
Oh, just enjoy yourself, son. I'll be rooting for you.
And how's it feel to be behind that skink character? He's probably loving the fact that you're eating his dust.
Oh, I can't stand to lose to him.
Well, with any luck, you won't. I'm going to do you a little favor here and show you what will happen.
What are you doing?
There he is. You got a full tank now, so go get him, Tiger. Hammer down.
Liz pulled close to Skink, the leader. Then with a burst of speed, he passed him. His go-kart was so fast, he nearly lapped the other drivers. In the winner's circle, he was given a huge trophy and driving gloves autographed by a famous driver.
So, how'd it feel to be out there, Liz, to get that burst of speed and leave the others behind? Especially that skink guy.
That was wrong. You shouldn't have put that stuff in my tank. And you shouldn't have put the stuff in Shifty's tank either.
Liz, you know as well as I do that everybody tries to go faster. It's just a part of racing.
It's cheating. It's not right. Well, I'm going to report this to the racing people. I'm going to tell them the truth, that you put some stuff in the gas tank to make Shifty's car go faster.
Okay. If that's the way you want it, I understand.
Right.
But you better think about something.
What?
You tell about me, and I'll have to tell everybody here you use the same stuff to beat Skink.
What?
You'll have to give that trophy back, and you'll be disgraced.
You're the one.
And since Skink was second, they'll give him the trophy and those autographed gloves. What do you think about that, Liz?
Though Liz didn't feel like going to the big race that weekend, Maury convinced him to go. After they filled the icebox, Liz left Maury and wandered through the pit area, where the race officials were checking out each car. At the far end was a tent where the drivers had their pre-race meeting. When Liz went inside, he saw a man standing at the front with a Bible in his hands.
Oh, of course. I've heard about these chapels they have before races.
Liz took a seat on a folding chair in the back and listened.
And that's why it's so important for us to live what we say we believe. In fact, the Bible tells us that everything hidden will come to light. Nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. So what does this mean to us? Well, we can fool each other, we can fool our family, we can fool our friends, but we can never fool God. He sees everything. So the best thing to do is to confess the bad things that you've done and ask for God's mercy and his forgiveness.
After the service, Liz decided to speak to the chaplain about his dilemma.
Mr. Chaplain, sir?
Yes, what is it, young man?
Well, I was listening to what you were saying about God seeing everything.
Uh-huh.
What do you do if you know somebody's doing something they shouldn't do, and then they make you do something you shouldn't do, and then they say that if you say what they did that they shouldn't have done, that they'll say what you did that you shouldn't have done, and you'll have to give back your trophy and gloves?
You want to run that by me again?
I know a driver who's using some stuff to make his car go faster.
I see.
But if I tell about it, it's going to mean I have to give my trophy back.
You know, sometimes telling the truth costs. Hurts, but in the end, it's the right thing to do.
Running the groove of the track of my life, I've been running in circles, running in circles, chasing the flag, and at the end of the race, I never can take it, I just have to fake it. Hear the engine.
sorry about all this, Liz. Most teams are honest and want to race by the rules, but fortunately, some try to get around them.
Dad, will you and Maury go with me to the officials?
Sure thing, Liz. And I'm sorry I didn't believe you about the stuff in the can.
Oh, no!
Who is it?
Let me turn on the radio.
Hard into the wall, setting off a chain reaction. Getting the worst of it there is the number 55 car and shifty crankshaft. As you can see, the window net is down.
Oh, and he's trying to get out of there.
Come on, let's go see if he's okay.
Liz, his dad, and Maury hurried to the infield care center. Shifty didn't want to be taken inside, but they made him go. When he came out, the race was over, and they were watching the coverage on TV.
Getting reports now that there's a commotion in the garage, and that the officials are saying the number 55 car, the Shifty Crankshaft team, may have put a foreign substance in the fuel. Now, that's not confirmed at this point, but it does sound like someone has brought that charge against the number 55 team, and that could put this race in jeopardy, folks.
Wait a minute. What are they saying, that we cheated?
Well, you did cheat, Shifty.
No, we didn't.
What?
We didn't know anything about it.
Wait a minute. Chief, you're saying you cheated?
I found a fuel additive that would give you an extra boost at the end of the race.
Aw, Chief, I want to win, but I want to win fair. How could you do this?
I'm sorry, Shifty. I guess I should have known it would all get out in the open at some point.
Oh, man, we're in big trouble now. Liz, Maury, I'm sorry you guys had to see that. When people cheat, it just hurts everybody.
Yeah, what'll happen now?
Well, they'll probably disqualify me from this race,
and the
chief's gonna get suspended, and maybe the owner of our team will fire him.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, but it's fair, and it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. The right thing to do.
Hey, you know what?
Shh,
that's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.